Get up with Bree and Gondi.
Just after 6 for your Tuesday morning. You good?
Yeah. Sorry, just adjusting myself.
Hey, are those cameras recording?
I don't know.
Didn't we know if the cameras are recording in here? We got these new cameras in here which record some stuff we do on the air.
Why? What was I doing?
Oh, you don't know?
Was I picking my nose?
No.
Oh.
I just realised yesterday when they uploaded that video of us on our Facebook page, you know how girls have, or some girls, not all girls, but some girls have resting bitch face? I got resting dumb face. And you guys haven't told me this in four years.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you. That's not nice.
I have resting dumb face. I look like an idiot. What do I do? Do I do the...
I think it just portrays, I think like your face portrays exactly what's going on in your brain. So think of... whatever that would look like in face form.
Keep it going. Wow, it's like you're reading my thoughts.
Amazing.
This is great.
I don't want to talk it up that much because I never talk things up because you don't do that, right? But... today, we're going to launch something on the show that's a game changer.
Okay.
It's the biggest thing that's going to happen to the coast since we got the Central Coast Mariners.
I'm just looking up. I'm just looking up on the board and what that might be.
It's huge. It's called Operation Nando's.
Let me pause for effect. You ready? It's called
Operation Nando's.
Oh.
What exactly is that? We're going to tell you more just before 8 o'clock this morning.
Well, I'm guessing there's no Nando's on the coast, so...
so we're going to bring that to the coast. That's pretty much it.
More on that, though, later in the show. There'll be people excited about that, no
doubt.
How
are we going to do it? How can you get involved? How can you get your hands on some of this Nando's?
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM. Get excited, Bree. Yeah? Kate Middleton... and Prince William, another baby, announced yesterday. And before I kick off the whole royal music and I get people on the show to try and convince you to get excited about another royal baby, do you want to deny these punters their excitement about another royal baby?
Ever so excited with the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge having their third child, and Diana would be ever so proud.
Oh, I think it's good, yeah. They've got to have three children, at least.
Hear that guy's laugh? He's having a great time. Prince Harry, he's excited about it, and he's been bumped down in line for the throne. He was fifth, and now he's sixth to this unborn kid.
Well, now I'm on board. That's amazing.
Have a listen how excited he is.
How are you feeling about the news you're going to be an uncle again?
Fantastic. Great. Very, very happy for them.
Fantastic. Great. Very, very happy, Brie. Everybody's happy except you.
What happened? Sorry, I dozed for a little.
Royal baby.
I did get up early.
So.
I just don't care. Like, it's great news. I'm happy for them. I just don't care to talk about it.
Mate, it's 1,000-to-1 odds that it's going to be called Joffrey. I mean, how exciting is that?
I think people are with me. I think they're a bit over hearing about the royal family.
Guys, it's a baby.
Go live your life. Why are we talking about people who get everything and...
Producer H, are you excited about the royal baby?
Yes.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay. Paul's in Tookley. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Morning,
are you
mate.
Over it? Are you over hearing about the royals?
Yes.
Yes, Paul, yes.
What a pity.
Now I'm excited.
What a shame.
Now I'm pumped.
Do you not like babies, mate?
No, I like babies, but it's just too much.
I agree.
All right, so if there was a vote to get rid of the royal family and just go and do our own thing in Australia, which way are you voting?
Oh, that's a hard question.
What are they giving to us?
Coins.
Hey?
They didn't give us the coins. They just have the queen's face on them.
Well, they're going to come from somewhere. So if her face is on there...
they come from places here in Australia.
Yeah, that she approves. And if we get rid of the royal family, we might not have any money.
I don't think she even does that anymore.
I'm making up royal facts on the spot here.
Chantelle's in King Cumber. Are you with me, Chantelle?
Oh, 100% with you. Who cares? Another baby in a royal family.
I'm so excited.
Do you hate babies, Chantelle?
She doesn't hate babies.
No, I don't. I have a baby of my own and I have another 5-year-old, so I don't hate babies. Yeah. I'm sick of hearing about the royal family.
Sounds like Chantelle's too busy to worry about some other random family over in England.
Hey, Chantelle, is your baby fifth in line for the throne? I don't think so.
Is yours? Oh, no, you don't have one.
Yes, Chantelle. Hit him where it hurts.
Touche, my friend.
Hit him where it hurts, Chantel.
Touche.
Oh, the people are with me. Let's go one more. Is it unanimous?
Tash, are you excited about the royal baby? Come on.
No.
Yes, she's with me.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Myself, I'm with Chantel 100%. I have a baby myself, but where was my announcement on the radio when I was pregnant?
Exactly, you should have called me. I would have done it for you.
Exactly right. Why aren't we talking about Tash's baby?
I would have done it for you, Tash.
I care more about Tash's baby. It's a part of our community.
What's your baby's name, Tash?
She's eight. Her name's Chloe. She just turned eight.
See, I care more about Chloe already.
Yeah, but that was 8 years ago. I mean, it's really past the time. This is very fresh
news. Oh, that's different. Oh,
this is very fresh.
Here we go. The
current
royal family, they get special treatment. I'm over it. They get so much special treatment. Why? Why not Tash and her baby girl, Chloe?
So you don't get excited by Prince Harry when he's in Australia, where, like, all the other ladies get excited
about
Prince Harry.
I really don't.
You don't get excited about Prince Harry?
I could lie and be like, yeah, a little bit.
Ladies
no,
love Prince
I
Harry.
Do.
Not even a little bit?
I don't
even
care.
What if you saw him at a party? Would you?
Not.
And he was
probably
keen?
Not.
I don't believe that.
Like, I wish for your sake, because
yes.
You're so passionate, that I cared a little bit, but I just don't.
I wouldn't say I'm super passionate, but
you were on board.
I'm not going to hate on
a baby. You're always on board these royal stories, though. You're always on board, especially Producer Rach. I'd say in the room, it goes Producer Rach, then you.
Let's just quickly go back to Paul to see if he's changed his mind. Paul, no, he doesn't care.
There you go. Oh, my God. Oh, as the music finishes, triumph!
Oh, Bree wins this baby-hating royal round
Never
this morning.
Will the royals be spoken about on the show again?
I can't promise that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM. How's this pub in Newcastle that went up for raffle? $25 a ticket. We had the guy on the show, remember?
Yeah, the guy who owned it.
Yeah, that was putting it up. Das Hundhaus in
Das
Newcastle.
Hundhaus.
And then we were chatting about it in here after they announced the winner and found out that the winner used to work at this very radio station.
He's taken home a pub.
He's taken home a pub. His name's Guy Ashford and he joins us on the show right now. Morning, Guy.
Morning.
G'day, guys. How you doing? Bree, Gaundy.
Very well, thank you.
How you going, mate? You've won yourself a brand new pub. That's unbelievable.
Well, mate, I would have spoken to you a day or two ago, but the headache's just gone now. So
you've been celebrating, have you?
You have that to look forward to, Guy.
Bit of a party, mate. You know what Newey's like.
Ah, going off. So I've heard, mate, that you bought your ticket on the last day, which is the same day I was going to buy my ticket.
When I heard that, mate.
You've got it, I thought that could have been me. I was going to buy a ticket on the last day.
I did exactly the same thing as you. Thought about it. But at least I did it probably more so out of guilt because I do frequent that restaurant occasionally, you know, maybe, I don't know, once, twice a month I might go in there for a feed. And James, the owner, the guy that you spoke to before, is always there. And he would say to me, have you got your tickets yet? And I'd awkwardly look at him and go,
no,
but I'm gonna. And of course, like yourself, last day came, and we knew it was a 5 o'clock cutoff. So around 2 o'clock, like yourselves, we handed it around the office thinking, you know, we really should support him. Otherwise, I might be able to face him, you know, and, I got a phone call from a colleague in Melbourne that was asking me about, you know, how legit is the restaurant and is it good? And because he said, yeah, the odds are pretty good in this. I'm a punting man and the odds are pretty good. I'm going to buy some tickets. And I thought, you know what? Yep, I've got to do it now. So I jumped online, so did a couple of other people in the office, got online, did the deal and got the sticky tickets notification back, confirming how much I spent, how many tickets I got. And,
how
many did you buy?
Believe it or not, I bought 100 tickets.
You bought 100?
Oh, then no wonder you won.
Oh, well, you deserve to win.
I had no chance. I was going to buy one ticket.
Tickets.
I need
bought
to know.
Tickets.
So that's $2,500 that you spent on it trying to get this thing?
Not quite, no. It was actually 20 tickets I bought. I bought 20 tickets.
Oh, okay.
This is a lot of 20. Did that, and yeah, because there's been bandied around that I bought hundreds of tickets and whatnot, but the fact is I bought 20 tickets in the raffle, and not in a hope in hell that I did it out of guilt, thinking that I'm just gonna.
Guy, what do you do now? Because obviously you've won the pub. You either can sell the pub straight away, or are you going to take it on? Are you going to be a pub owner? Are you going to run the restaurant?
Well, you know, you say a pub, it's actually, you know, it's a bar with a restaurant, or a restaurant with a bar, you know, I mean, You know, when you think of pub, you're thinking poker machines and, you know, millions of dollars or quite. But
I think of the Icon, a pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I wish. But it, look, it's a restaurant with a bar and it does okay. Like, I've been through all the figures and all that. And look, you know, I'd love to take it on. You know, I'm having meetings, and I had one with James yesterday. There's been a couple of offers made already, but I think, you know, people think they might be able to pick up a quick bargain, you know, which is not what I want to do.
Because that's the option too, right? You can sell it on the spot and kind of make a bit of cash, you know, quick, easy
cash.
Well,
as you know, whether I take a dollar for it or 100,000 for it, everything I take is I'm in front. Because, yeah, 30,000 cash came with the restaurant as well.
Right.
So awesome. Already 30 grand better off. Kids are happy about that. They love Disneyland. So whatever I sell it for. But, you know, look, everything's for sale. But if I'm not actively out looking for offers, yeah, it's a profitable restaurant. It makes money. It's doing okay. And coming into the warmer months now, you got Oktoberfest coming up next month, and it is a German restaurant, as you know, Das und Haus. That means in the doghouse in German. Mm-hmm. Something I can relate to very well. And, you know, it's a good little money spinner.
Have you won anything before, Guy, or is this the first thing that you've won?
Not even a chukra to the paper a couple of days ago. Yeah, I'm the type of person that will buy a $17.90 auto pick at the newsagents for the Saturday Night Lotto, and then Sunday morning when I go to put the ticket in, if it spits out and I get $5 return on my $17 outlay, I think I've had a win.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is a bigger win than that, guy.
Yeah. I'd be walking straight behind the bar,
be happy with that.
Pouring my own beer and just going, I'm the boss around here now.
Is there a party? Are you going to throw a party for the people?
Actually,
and can we come?
I am having a party because, irrespective of whether I hang on to it or whether I flip it quick, you know, I'm still going to have a party so I can invite people to my bar, my restaurant, and get on it and have a good time.
All right, well, don't big me yourself. We get it.
That's
you
what it's all about.
Making all right. Us feel bad here.
Best restaurant in Newcastle, did I tell you that?
Das und Haus. Promote it, mate.
Yes.
We'll be there for the party too. We'll keep an eye out for our invites, yeah? We'll be all
over. Yeah, contra is a beautiful word, contra.
Contra. He's working it. Congratulations, mate. Thanks for joining us on the show.
All right, thanks, guys. See ya.
Guy Ashford just won that pub in Newcastle.
That would be some
house.
Most guys' dreams.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I'm
to
jealous.
Win a pub.
I could have won it on my one ticket.
Oh, all right, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM. Very quickly, Alan, who works here in the office, gorgeous mm-hmm. Alan.
Yes.
Tall, good-looking Alan, does a bit of weekend stuff on CFM. Word going around, and I want to try and find this audio, he said, Bruno Mars, the khaki on the floor, on air, on CFM. Is it true? As opposed to Versace.
The khaki?
He said the khaki on the air. Producer Rach, do you know anything about this?
No, I did not hear it.
He said, "There, Bruno Mars coming up, the khaki on the floor." Can we find the audio?
Leave him alone.
Oh, I love it. I love that stuff. I love
it. I did hear him call BB Rexha, Bebby. Bebby Rexha.
Oh, too good. We're going to find that audio
He's
for you.
He's so cute.
You need to know your music, guys.
He's an old guy stuck in a young guy's body.
I know.
He likes, you know, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
You know.
We love him. You need to know your music if you want to play this game right here. Let's go.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the time. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Is the khaki on the floor in this?
I love that song, the khaki on the floor. Even if it was, I wouldn't tell you.
All right, 20 seconds on the clock.
The khaki on the floor.
Give it up for me.
Kelly in Gwendolyn is on Team Gaunty, and Dan in Yumina is on Team Bree. I'm ignoring you two right now.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
All right, we're going to try and win this here for you this morning. 20 seconds on the clock, as many songs as you can get through, but only hearing 1 second of each song. That's it. Who's
I
up
actually
first?
Bought some Vicaki in Thailand.
Oh, did you?
I was over there.
Bet you did.
It's a good rip-off of Versace. Okay. One of you is leaving the studio
You're
right now. 20
Vicaki
seconds on the clock. One second of each song, and
I know Mars loves his khaki.
If there are multiple titles or multiple artists in the song, I will accept any of them.
All right, get your head of the game, everyone.
Are you done saying khaki now?
Is it in there?
No.
Give me a little hint.
No, I'm not giving you any hints.
Fine.
In three. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Two. One.
It's raining.
It's raining men.
Yep.
And I
Goo Goo Dolls.
Yep.
Pass. Time of My Life. Green
yep.
Day. AC/DC?
Nope.
Pass. Guy Sebastian?
Yep.
Gwen Stefani?
Yep.
Hilltop Woods?
Yes, you did.
She was just.
Yes, you did. So just let me count that up. Yep, yep. Yep.
Oh,
yep, yep, yep. So you got, I think you got six.
While you count those, oh, I don't know. I think I got.
There was eight there and you missed two. You got six out of that. Well done. She's gone out to get Gaundy.
Oh, the khaki on the floor.
I heard a lot of celebrating.
So no, you didn't. You didn't hear anything.
Must have gone well.
In, are you ready?
Yep, good to go.
In three, two, one.
It's raining.
Rainy man.
Yep.
Don't want to go to see it. Don't think that they'd understand. Pass. Damn it. Good Charlotte.
Yep.
Green Day.
Yep.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nope.
Oh, I know that one. The band. Pass. Damn it.
Oh my God,
Starship. Is it Starship or something?
Nope.
Doesn't matter. I still win.
She did win, Jake.
On what one?
She smashed it today. She got six. She got
six.
Up to eight. She absolutely smashed it. And Gordon, you only got three.
Well, who's the one that sing Sweet Child of Mine?
That's the song. Oh, Guns N' Roses.
Yes,
Roses. Dan knew it.
I know you want a Gordy's team, but you were stuck with me today, Dan.
I love you,
Anthony. Thanks, Dan.
The Gosford Classic Car Museum family pass. Perfect hangout. You can check it out. Gosford Classic Car Museum. Enjoy some of the nation's most unique and classic cars.
I'm going to enjoy this because I won't win for another 3 months.
Go back through the songs really quickly.
Yeah,
it's raining.
Jerry Halliwell, It's Raining Men. Both of you got it. Goo Goo Dolls, Iris.
I got it.
Bloody Goo Goo Dolls.
Good Charlotte's Dance Floor Anthem. Green Day's Time of Your Life. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Did you not get that?
Bree, Gaundy, you didn't get this far. Bree got Guy Sebastian. Battle Scars also would have taken Lupe Fiasco. Gwen Stefani's Holler Back Girl and Hilltop Hoods. That's how far she got.
I got them all.
I should have passed quicker when I didn't know. I should have passed.
You got stuck on the band name.
Can we get more Vukaki on the floor?
No,
in
we
song?
Can't get more Vukaki on the floor.
Yeah,
we
Vukaki
play Vukaki.
The floor.
I'm the winner and I want Vukaki on the floor.
I control it right now and no.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
You know how there's like different type of texts that you receive if you're like kind of seeing someone? You know the texts I'm talking about.
The ones you get excited about.
What about like the late night ones?
Oh, yeah.
Like the phone call late at night.
They mean one thing.
Booty call.
Oh.
That's what it is.
I was going to say Macca's drive-thru.
No.
Late at night.
No.
Get a little ice cream together.
But there's a new thing that I feel like is so much better than that.
Better than a dirty late night text?
Way better.
What is it?
Have you heard of this? Apparently it's taking over the dating nation. It's called a foodie call.
A foodie call?
Not a booty call, a foodie
call.
The definition on Urban Dictionary says, when a guy or girl calls you only for food, no strings attached, not an invite to a movie and dinner, not a casual or formal get-together, just a plain old-fashioned let's eat.
No strings attached.
No strings attached.
I don't believe that. If a guy's texting you to go get some late night food, there's some strings.
I don't think it's a late night thing.
Oh, okay.
I think it has to be before a certain time.
Any time.
If it's after a certain time, it just turns into that.
But I've texted you to say you want to go get something to eat in the past.
Yeah, foodie call.
Oh, I'm doing a foodie call, am I?
Well, I read into it a little bit more, and they've done a few studies on some girls that are actually doing this to get a free meal. And I heard one of my friends, Alicia, she was telling me, this was a couple of months ago and I totally forgot about it, but she was seeing two different guys at the same time. And I said, okay, but do you like one more than the other? Like, is it going to get serious with one or the other? And she was like, oh, I don't really, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, all right, I'm going out. And I was like, where are you going? She's like, I'm going out to meet one of the guys. I was like, you just said you don't like them that much. She's like, yeah, but we're going to, it was some nice restaurant.
Oh, so just doing it for the free.
Meal. A foodie call.
Yeah, right. So, I guess it does it work for guys as well? Like, can the guys play the girls and get free food that way as well?
I think so, if you're good enough at it. But you have to be strategic.
Foodie calls.
Because
who's doing it?
We've all been in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Where I want to know, is this an actual thing? Are people doing this? You don't think so?
Oh, if I was single, I would, yeah, 100%.
I love a free meal.
I'm just annoyed I can't do it. I'm done.
Would you go on a date if you didn't really like the person all that much, but it was at a nice restaurant?
Well, let's see what Jess in Tuggerah say. Morning, Jess.
Morning.
Morning. I must admit, yes, I've been guilty of doing the foodie call, but I've also figured out how the boys do it.
How do they do it?
Well, if you've got anything in your profile about the fact that you're a good cook, they'll say, oh, you know, come on, show me how good you are at cooking and come over and cook dinner for me, or I'll come over and you can cook for me. And it costs just as much as a night out, because you're not going to dish out the spaghetti bolognese. You're going to dish out your best, your specialty dish.
Are we still talking about food?
We are talking about food.
What's your specialty, Jess?
Let the oven do the work, because then you can have a glass of wine and get ready. Something probably like a lamb rack and roast vegetables and some steamed greens.
That would be what I would cook. Has it worked when you say the guys do this? Has it worked? Like, have they got you
I've
around to cook?
I've fallen into that trap before.
Yeah, has it worked on you, Jess?
I only cook for those that I care for, so they usually figure out pretty quickly if I like cooking for them.
Ah, okay. Stern words.
That's interesting, Jess. I totally agree with that.
Let's go to Sarah in Berkeley Bar. Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
Do you do this, Sarah, a foodie call?
Yeah, I had my housemate go away to Bali for a week, and I was a little bit lonely and didn't really want to dish out for dinner myself, so I made a bet with one of my friends that I could go out for dinner every night of the week for free, and I did.
Oh, no, well done.
Sarah.
Every night a
I
week.
I will applaud that, because that's a good free. Effort. That takes effort.
That is awesome. And did you find yourself in any smorgasbord situations?
No, but by the end of the week, I was ready for a nice home-cooked meal. But
food
it
out.
Did you ever double up, or was it a different gentleman every night?
I did double up, but... Yeah.
Oh, well, no one likes a double dip.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. We do love a study on this show.
Oh, it's become a regular thing.
We had a beer study yesterday.
We did.
I've got another study for you.
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Bree and Gaunzi study.
Oh, I love when someone else does all the work and then we just give out the information.
Nothing better.
A recent study has revealed certain times that are better than others for everything from having a session to drinking alcohol to the best time to come up with ideas.
Okay.
Which I think is interesting. So you can plan your day around what this study has found.
I wonder who the test monkeys were for this. I don't mind the sound of it.
So 1,000 people were surveyed and tested, and there's some interesting results.
So which one are you going to start with? What category? I'm interested in the categories.
Okay, cool. So let's start with the category of the best time to exercise or go for a run.
Perfect.
So this study says that the best time to be exercising or going for a run is around 7 a.m. on the dot.
Oh, what a shame. We're working.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
so,
man. God.
So probably just going to have to skip that
might
one.
Might have to not do might that have one. To.
The experts say that doing cardio before breakfast will increase the amount of fat you burn. So that's out for us.
3:30? Would you want to do 3:30 in the morning before work, before breakfast?
I'm going to say no.
Just checking that with you. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So lock that in. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock is the best time to exercise or go for a run. They also say the best time to come up with ideas or have like a big meeting. Say you've got a big thing on at work, like a big meeting where you need to pitch an idea or you need to come up with something. They're saying the best time is in the mornings, apparently just around 10 a.m.
That's where we have our meetings.
9:45 to 10:45, they say, is the perfect time.
We have our meetings and we have terrible ideas. So I don't
know
how.
It says here that the stress levels are meant to be low.
Really?
So you can reach maximum capacity and it's a much better time to relax and get your brain working.
I guess by the end of the day, you've been through a lot. I mean.
Oh, you don't want to be having that meeting at 4 o'clock, do you?
No, you've slugged it out.
The sales team here have a meeting really late in the day.
Oh, do they? I know they do that one early in the morning.
I heard it's to keep them around till just after 5:30.
Interesting tactic on that.
That's what I heard.
Anyway, I bet they hate that too.
I'm not in sales. Best time to have a session.
in the bed.
What time do you think it would be?
Anytime. Ow!
That's gross. They say here in this study, the best time, do you think, because there's always the debate, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's always the debate of night or morning.
I'm not a morning guy.
Neither.
Nah, not a morning person.
Who's a morning person?
Nah, not me.
There's morning breath happening.
Nah.
Like, who's up for it in the morning?
I just want to get up, don't touch me, I want to have a shower.
Yeah,
that's all I
need.
I'm
with you on that. Yeah.
And Jamie's the same. She's like, oh, I don't want to touch her, so it's all good.
Well, you guys are a perfect match then.
Match made.
Because you don't want to be with someone, because it's happened to me before, where they were a morning person and I was a night person, and it was actually a big conflict.
Yeah.
It was. The study has revealed.
Ooh, who's the winner? You or the person you're with?
The study's revealed the best time to have a session is at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Around 45 minutes after you wake up. They said 7:30 usually, but also if you wake up later on the weekend, 45 minutes after you wake up.
So what I gather from this study is that you go for a run at 7, you come home and do it, and then you have a great meeting at 10 o'clock.
Exactly. I mean, it's a recipe for a great day.
How good's that meeting at 10 o'clock?
You're going to have a good day no matter what.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
If the guys are listening right now that were involved in this situation, I didn't get anyone's number, but if you're listening, I know they listen to the show. 13 12 16 is our number. I won't give away the establishment I was at on the weekend, but I did try to get my brother-in-law, Pommy Gareth, on the show because he was involved.
And what, he didn't want to come on?
No.
Oh.
He said, maybe best if you just tell the story.
Oh, well, nice, Gareth. Thanks for the support, mate.
He threw a bunch of stuff out, like, oh, I'm busy. Yeah, I've got stuff. Maybe you just tell the story. So we went out for his birthday dinner on Saturday night, and it's his birthday, so he's getting amongst it, you know, a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. And then after dinner, he goes, oh, let's go outside and have a game of pool. The pool table was sort of outside, and I said, yeah, no worries. You know, it's your birthday, whatever you want to do. And he's getting a little bit, not rowdy, but he's getting a little bit chirpy. He's had a few drinks, so he's up and about. We go outside and there's these guys on the table and you have to play the winner of the table.
Okay.
I didn't know how seriously people take pool.
Oh, people take pub pool very seriously. Oh,
I'm just up for a laugh, couple of hits, whatever you tell me goes. Like if
I
you,
steer clear.
You don't go near it?
I don't go near
too
it.
Too
competitive for me.
Oh, man.
If I was good, I'd probably get amongst it, but I'm not any good.
Well, we played the first game and we went all right.
Yeah.
And we won that first game. So we won the table. But then the guys that lost before us, they were also pretty good and they wanted to come back and play us.
Okay.
So, like, we want to play you. And they'd had a couple of drinks too and they went, oh, and by the way, throwing $20 on this game. So money's down as well. I was like, well, I'll roll it over here. And I said, I don't even have $20 on me. I'm not going to put my card down. So my nephew, Lachlan, he goes, I'll put $20 down for you guys and we play for the money. So if we win, he gets the money. Oh, mate. As soon as money's involved.
Oh, people get
crazy.
Oh,
man. So this is what I don't know how much you know about pool, but they've done a shot and they've sunk one of our balls. And I said, okay.
Well, that means you get two shots.
This is what I said.
That's
what I know too. I said, okay, so I get two shots, right? And he goes, no, one shot. He said, the bonus is that the ball's been sunk. I said, no. What I know, it's two shots. And then Gareth chimes in, we're in the UK, it's one shot,
mate,
but you can put the ball wherever you want. I was like, I never heard that rule, but I'll go with it.
I think that's the rule when you sink the white ball.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure, you have to put it on the circle.
So anyway, I was like...
Pub rules, I'm pretty sure it's two shots.
That's what I thought too. I said, guys, fine, I'll have one shot. It doesn't bother me. It bothered Gareth.
It bothered him.
It bothered Gareth.
He couldn't let it go.
A lot.
Oh, no.
He starts kicking off. Now, hang on a second. And
I thought he said in the UK it is one shot.
No, but he wanted to put the ball wherever he wanted. They wouldn't let him put the ball wherever he wanted.
That's what he was not impressed about.
I wanted two shots, all these different opinions, and I'm standing out just waiting for him to sort it out. 10 minutes later, still arguing, escalating. It's getting heated, Bree. I'm about to roll up my sleeves and get involved
in
this thing.
Where was the smart people? You get on Google.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Yesterday on Birthday Banger, you mistakenly said John Legend when you meant John Legend. John Lennon. They're so
You've
similar.
Done it to yourself.
John Lennon, same thing. You're getting me confused.
That's what I was meaning. John Legend. Lennon is a legend. That's all I said, right?
Anyway, and then we were talking about John Lennon, and I said, did you see that footage of Yoko Ono, who used to date John Lennon?
Yeah.
And she was...
Split up the Beatles, they say.
Well, that's what they reckon back in the day. And I thought it was recently, the footage that I saw. It was on the news somewhere. I'm not sure why this footage has come back into play, but we talked about the footage of her at an art expedition where she just screamed.
Yeah,
she was yelling and screaming, and that was art, apparently.
I haven't seen or heard this, but it got to be played.
We said we'd play it yesterday, and I've tracked down the audio, and apparently this is Yoko Ono doing a version of Katy Perry's Firework.
Can you just set the scene for me? So she's in, an art gallery.
So she's
gallery.
In an art gallery with a solo mic. She's facing the audience.
Audience,
and
yeah.
She just walks out, and she starts doing this. Maybe you're a firework. Tell me some fire.
Is that what the music is? Firework?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is. Oh, that sounds like something else.
What is that?
If that's art.
What is that?
I'm an artist because I can do that.
Sign me out. It's easy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Around about 6 o'clock this morning.
6 o'clock, yeah.
You had something ready for the show that you said was going to be the biggest thing to hit the coast since the Central Coast Mariners.
Probably been my favourite idea that we've ever had on this show.
Oh, really?
Well, one of them.
Oh, you say that about all your ideas.
Yeah, true. And most of them turned out to be horrible.
No, they're, you know.
From
little things, big things grow, Bree.
True. And this would have been a great one.
Yeah?
Would have been.
Would have been. We're at war with our boss, Yammo, and it is over unnamed fast food
Nando's.
Restaurant.
Nando's is the restaurant. I'm allowed to like Nando's. That's my personal
choice.
Can like I love Nando's.
I was just going to talk about it, but you've gone with it.
Well, you could have told me.
I did tell you.
Jokes, I would have done it anyway.
I said to you.
Remember I did that big rave a couple of months ago where I talked about how the only Nando's on the coast had closed down.
That's right, yeah.
The one at Tuggerah. Yeah, and it was a really good one too.
They're not on the coast at all?
Not on the coast at all anymore.
Well, that's sad for the coast.
And
we love McDonald's because they're a major sponsor of the show. So.
Oh, I love McDonald's.
Yeah. We talked about them yesterday. They were doing the pasta and the pizza and all
exactly,
that stuff.
Exactly, but this is about Nando's because it's one of my favourite places to go, and I love the food there. And I had this great idea, but it's been shut down, so.
Oh, no. Don't we keep it real on this show?
Oh, we keep, yeah, well.
Well.
We had something planned, and then at the last minute during the show, it's been canned, so I don't have anything else.
No, that's
what
all right.
What we meant to talk about.
Well, we're going to get to the news anyway because it's 7:58, so we'll get to that. But, you know, it's something we can work on behind the scenes. No idea in this show or in radio is ever dead. No idea is ever dead.
Well, that's not true. The fun police shut it down.
No, you've just got to, you know, keep chipping away.
Woo, fun police.
Keep chipping away. So, look, we'll look at bringing that to you here.
If you're
CFM.
Disappointed, if you wanted to hear the big idea, it was involving the people. It was about the people.
It was about the people.
It was about the people.
It was about you getting the food that you love.
But it was about the people.
And the people.
The people getting in on it. If you, you know, obviously you can direct a complaint.
You've even Googled the complaint line for the station.
You can email goss.reception@sca.com.au. Just say, attention, Peter Yamarellis, and you're disappointed.
And
I'm about to send an email myself.
You're going to write one up, are you?
As myself.
And also, if you've still got his mobile number that we gave out.
If you've still got it.
Give him a call.
We're not allowed to give it out again.
We did promise that.
We're probably going to get fired from this anyway. But if you've still got the phone number.
No, don't say we're going to get fired from this.
No, you're in on it.
No.
You're on the ship, mate.
No, mate.
The ship is sailing and you're on board.
I said.
There's Gaunty, there's me. I'm Titanic. Here we are.
I'm not going down with this.
You're going down. You're Leonardo.
I'm not Leonardo.
I'm on the big door.
I am.
You're going down.
I look like Leonardo, but I'm not Leonardo in this
situation. Yeah, right, mate. I'm Kate Winslet.
You live. That's all good for you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
What face were you making just before you were doing that ooh face?
You know how sometimes we joke around on this show that we're going to get in massive trouble? I actually think I'm going to be in trouble today.
For naming the food establishment that...
Not that.
No, okay.
But just...
Calling out Yammo.
Yeah.
We've done that before.
There's been a few people who've messaged who had his number from the last time we gave it out. Because we're not giving it out again. We never gave it out again.
But they're the rules, right? If you've still got the number and you... I mean, you're more than welcome to call his phone. We didn't say we'd give it... Not encourage people to call the number.
Tammy's sent through a screenshot. She's texted Yammo.
And did Yammo reply?
No.
Oh, what is...
Tammy, who listens to this show. Great supporter of our show, Tammy is. She said, Yammo, I'm really disappointed you've let the team down. Pull your finger out, mate, and support your team.
That's what I love about the people that listen to the Bree and Gaunzi show.
We love you guys, hey, honestly.
You get behind us and you get stuck into Yammo as much as we do, and isn't it great?
Because if Yammo takes on us, he has to take on all of us.
100%. And Yammo hates when we talk about him, so we talk about him some
more.
Exactly. He always says, you guys have got nothing to talk about when you talk about me.
Talk about me.
I hate it, but I secretly love it. Someone recognised me in the food court the other day, and they gave me a free egg and cheese muffin.
No, he
Yes, they gave me a free... Because I was Boss Yammo from the Bree and Gaunzi show.
If you ever see Yammo in public, can you please scream out, Boss Yammo! We love Bree and Gaunzi!
Let's make Yammo famous. Let's print out photos of Yammo and put him up everywhere on the coast.
Oh, he would hate that.
Have you seen this man?
Love it.
It's me. That's me.
That's me, Boss Yammo.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.